máme všechny Čechy.
Všichni do českého rozhlasu jsou cíleni ze čeští lidé. Přijďte co nejdříve.
Přijďte nám i hned na pomoc. Voláme všechny Čechy.
The appeal broadcast from the Český rozhlas or Czech radio building on May 5, 1945. After hearing it on the air, thousands of people took to the streets to fight the Nazi oppressors. On Thursday, several events were held to mark the 66th anniversary of the start of the Prague uprising, including a ceremony in front of the Czech radio building. Sarah Borůvka was there and has this report.
A military band plays marking the 66th anniversary of the Prague uprising. On Thursday, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas laid a wreath in front of the Czech radio building in honor of those who lost their lives in the tumultuous days of May 1945, when the Prague population fought back against their German oppressors after nearly 7 years of occupation. The Prime Minister paid tribute to the victims of the Prague uprising and stressed the importance of a free society.
O svobodu můžeme vždycky přijít. Neumíme ji polapit a uložit si její vzorek.
We can always lose our freedom. It's an elusive thing. Most importantly, we have to learn how to live freely so that we can recognize the pitfalls of freedom as quickly as possible. Let us not let anyone interfere with our freedom more than is necessary, even if in some cases it could be the state itself. Today's fight for freedom is less dramatic, but just as important, because we have to protect this freedom not just for our own generation, but for future generations as well.
At the 66th anniversary ceremony, the acting director of Czech radio, Petr Duhan, also welcomed a number of other senior officials, among them the head of the lower chamber of parliament, Miroslava Němcová, and the head of the Senate, Milan Štěch, who stressed the important role of Czech radio in the history of its country, and especially in the Prague uprising.
Šest let nepředstavitelného strachu a hrůzy.
The uprising took place after 6 years of unimaginable fear and terror, multiplied by the assassination of Heydrich. But despite that, over 2,000 citizens had the courage to rise against the Nazis and participate in the armed fight against them or build barricades on our streets. All of them risked their lives in a moment when many thought it was enough to wait for the Allied forces to liberate the nation.
The Prague uprising came at a moment when Germany's defeat was already sealed and Berlin was occupied by the Red Army. Following the appeal broadcast on Czech radio, fighting soon spread throughout the city. Citizens erected barricades, but those who joined the uprising were outnumbered by the Germans, who tried to reclaim the city. Nearly 1,700 Czechs were killed in the uprising. Also in attendance at the anniversary event were Prague residents who witnessed the historic happenings of May 1945 firsthand. Among them was Marie Tasebová, who was 16 when the Prague uprising took place.
I came because I remember the events from when I was young. It is a happy memory. We were glad that it ended so well, even though there were a lot of victims. But we're celebrating the anniversary because in the end it all ended well.
The Prague uprising ended with a ceasefire on May 8th. The following day, Red Army soldiers liberated the city.
Many thanks to Sarah Borůvka for that report.